Well, hey, Gundam Maniacs. Welcome to Gundam Explained Show. I was just thinking, like, I'm here by myself, as you noticed, and I just messed up. But yeah, Steven's not going to be here with us, but we still got a lot to talk about. I'm Adam Blue, and to actually say it correctly, this is the Gundam Explained Show. It's episode 161, near the end of August, which is, I think the next show is going to be like, I think right before my birthday. So, and hopefully Gundam Breaker 4 will be available by then. Cause I think I have that coming in the mail for PS5. Maybe I'll stream it then. I don't know. I know that's, so yeah, that's going to be coming up. Pretty exciting. Hopefully Steven will be back for that. Another thing, if you haven't seen it, I had a video go up the other day about my backlog, cause I was recently trying to reorganize things in a way to where it's like, you know, I'm getting a lot of these action figures and collectibles, and I kind of want to like make the area still kind of clean and neat. So I was like, okay, how can I start storing all my collectibles and action figures, in a way to where I can still access everything, but it's, you know, stored correctly. And it's interesting because I came across these plastic storage bins on Amazon. I think the brand is Sterilite, and it's like, I don't know how to explain the size of them, but it's like two containers that connect together with a handle on top. And so I'll actually like use that to like throw in a bunch of different figures of certain types, like all the my Power Rangers are in one. Yo, Ian, how's it going? Good to see you in the chat there. Yeah, this is a strange and different time I'm doing this. But yeah, anyway, so yeah, that's funny. Actually, I was just talking with Ian just the other day about these storage containers. I'll try to remember later to put the link on Discord, but it's just, they're stackable, and I have it like stacked really nicely in a way where I have like X-Men all together in one, video game action figures. And I don't know, it just helps me because it's like, I really want to save more space out here for Gundam stuff. But, you know, what really got me thinking about, back to that backlog, and this is actually going to segue into another thing, but to finish the backlog part, there's a video up on that. Check that out, because from my backlog, there's a couple of Gunpla I'm giving away. I'm going to do a giveaway for that. So check out that video. Really, all you have to do is comment on the video to be entered. I mean, subscribe to the channel if you haven't, please. But yeah, comment on the video, and then I'll do like I've done in the past, the random comment picker. And it's going to be the Real Grade Bright Custom RG-78-2 and the high grade Ariel, which for Mercury. So yeah, that should be cool. So another thing with like organizing is like I've always tried to, and I don't know if I can ever escape this, but I try to like limit what I'm buying, you know. And let me just show it. Space Marine 2 is coming out pretty soon. Look at these Warhammer. I know we've talked about Warhammer on here before, and I might have shown this on one of the other podcasts I do, either the Free Speech Geek or Midnight Hatter. I forget which one, but anyway. This is what the guy kind of looks like from Space Marine 2. It's not exact. But anyway, these are supposed to be like 1/18 inch, like I guess the scale. I should say 1/18 scale. You can see it's kind of scaled differently. Like, I could show this. This is one of the Necrons. But anyway, this is going to kind of help with today's show. We're going to talk more about different IPs and their armies. But anyway, what got me to that backlog video was trying to figure out, okay, if I'm going to buy some more action figures, I got to find out a way I can easily store them when I need to, not keep things too cluttered. These Warhammer figures are amazing. These are like some of the best quality action figures I've ever seen. It's Joy Toy. There's nothing I can complain about it. The only thing I would say is maybe it just seems a little bulky because when you're moving around, there's so many little pieces there, but that's just the nature of the design. These things are like over-designed and it's pretty crazy. I got this guy right here. And it was $20-something. I just got the cheap ones, which I thought was pretty amazing. And then this guy right here, which just looks awesome. Like, what too, like seeing this sitting here in front of me reminds me of, as I played a lot of Dawn of War, and especially Dawn of War 2. Those games are really awesome if you haven't played them, and you would like outfit a squad of Space Marines. And so it's like looking at them, I kind of have that like connection. I think that's the main reason why I have a connection to these action figures is, I mean, Warhammer 40,000 is pretty awesome anyway, even though I've never played the tabletop, but just through Warhammer Dawn of War, the PC games, and then playing the Space Marine, like that's just a really cool IP that I love. And actually, we're going to talk about that here in a second. We're going to go through, like I said, IPs and stuff. But real funny, I know it looks like I'm dressed up real nice. It was just I needed to wear something decent because I actually had jury duty today. That's why the Gundam Explained show wasn't on its normal time, and we don't have Steven with us. It's sort of my thing because of the jury duty. I tried. When I was there, I was like, look, I watched this show and they had a colony drop and I just can't believe what happened. I need to talk about Gundam, but they said, no, that wasn't a good excuse. So, but no, honestly, there is two, you know what? It's funny, Ian, and can I say this or can I not? But I think a general question is asking if you know of or have friends that are a therapist. So, I had to be truthful in my answer. No, but anyway, so there was two other times in my life where I was summoned for jury duty, and both times I was actually able to get out of it, even though I kind of had to, I didn't really stretch the truth. It's just it's more of like if I really, really, really could make it, I could, but I really did have a valid excuse. So this time around was more of, well, actually, you know, that last time that I had a valid excuse, I thought it was because I had where I worked was kind of related to the courthouse at the time. So I thought maybe they just, you know, dismissed me from that, but it could have been, I don't know. But anyway, but this time there was really nothing. I mean, I'm in a situation where I can do it. It just kind of stinks because, you know, work, having to schedule, you know, work stuff around. And then obviously the Gundam Explained show. So, you know, that explains why it's late. Oh, but yeah, let's look at this. So, oh, there's Mitchell Davis, brother from another mother. Good to see you, man. Good to see you in the chat. Let's see. Johnny Tacoma, late live show today. Yeah, yeah. So hopefully you got an explanation on that. And then Ian saying, yes, I tend to prefer the later shows personally. Easier for me to tune in. I know it doesn't work for everyone. Yeah, that I still don't know yet what I think the best time is. You know, it's interesting because this is also like a podcast that you can listen to the next day. But what I think makes the show fun is there's interaction from other Gundam fans or fans of this type of stuff. Whereas we're talking about this stuff, people could chime in, answer, like help me with things I'm forgetting. And so that makes it really interesting. And the reason I do it when I do it is just it's easy on my schedule, but I would love to figure out a way to do it where I know I can maximize participation. So I'm always thinking about that. All right, what's up, Gunpla Razi? And let's see, did I miss anyone else? No. But yeah, good to see you guys here because, you know, again, I kind of did this late, as was brought up. So the thing I want to talk about, I thought would be pretty cool, and I'm glad you guys are here because I might need your help. Might not. We'll see. I wanted to start making a list and just talk about different fictional IPs and the armies, the, you know, fictional militaries, armies. There's probably a good word for this. So, guys, as we go through this, if someone could throw into chat, like if there's a good way to describe this, what I'm trying to get at here. So, for instance, I'll use an example. Gundam, and I'll put specifically UC because I think it's worth denoting that. Because what I like to do is put, okay, the main, you know, the main two sides here, yeah, Principality of Zeon or Zeon, depending on what time frame within UC. And then you have the Federation. And while this is like, you know, the main armies of the UC timeline. Obviously, there's those little sub ones, which that would actually be really fun to do because I think that would go for the rest that we're actually going to work through. So this is like an example. And I guess, like, for instance, over here, I could throw, I mean, would Titans necessarily since Titans is part of the Federation, but then they kind of broke off and became their own thing. But like even Axis, would Axis be their other thing? No, and I would almost say that's all technically related until maybe you get to, would it be Crossbone Vanguard and Cosmo Babylonia, or is there anything else before that? Yeah, I don't know. We'll come back to this because so we'll use another example with Halo, and we've got well, you could say humanity. So that's actually something I never really thought about before. So I guess the Federation is a faction of humanity. So I am looking at the factions in Halo. The UNSC is the faction of the humans. But the Covenant, isn't that just a collective of this order? Well, and I guess that, yeah, but that's different because the UNSC, I don't know. I'm curious what you guys think. Would Londo Bell be on their own then? See, that's a good question. I wonder if that would be a sub-faction, but they kind of are, because isn't it the case that Londo Bell kind of took matters into their own hands, like during Unicorn? That's a very good point. And then Ian with Mafti. Yeah, that's another good one. So yeah, let's put Londo Bell, actually. You know, and then I will put Titans because just like with Londo Bell, they kind of were on their own, for a little bit. And then, so another thing I'm just going to throw in here real quick, because that this is kind of what sparked this idea is Warhammer 40K. And so this, I might need some help with, but like, I mean, is the faction really called the Space Marines or is it like the Galactic Human Federation? Right. Isn't it? But then am I wanting to go? We'll just kind of go through this and clean it up as we go. So Warhammer 40K, we have Space Marines, Necrons. Necrons are a good one. Another one is the Tyranids. I like the Tyranids because it's very, you know, aliens, Starship Troopers, StarCraft with the Zerg. Okay. And there's so many more, like the Tau, if that's how you pronounce it. Chaos. Yeah, because I think, yeah, let's consider then Space Marines separate since we are kind of denoting that with the previous, with like Londo Bell, Mafti, Titans, because that kind of makes sense anyway, because when you're sometimes looking at the miniatures and stuff, they are like the Imperium of Man, or is that the name of the whole thing? I don't know. Space Wolves. Now, but I don't know, is that a type? Well, no, you're right. That would make sense because there would be Blood Angels. Okay, Ian, that's a good one. So let me pull this up because we're going to go to that next, actually. But yeah, let me put like Blood Angels for Warhammer 40K and like Ultramarines, right? And you know what I want to do? I'm going to do something. I am going to put this document afterwards on the Gundam Explained Discord, and I'm going to figure out how to like make it to where I give access to people to edit it, or maybe just add to it, not necessarily edit. Well, I don't know. I'll try to figure that out just so we can kind of get a cool list here because I kind of like this stuff. Okay, so Ian, I'm glad you brought up Star Wars. I think this was a super obvious one, like from the start. So for sure, Jedi and Sith, great example. And that would go also with Empire. Rebels. And then you have, that's actually it. Nothing else in Star Wars after Empire and Rebels. There's actually crickets outside that I can hear. There's cicada, really. So, yeah, honestly, I guess the truth is there is the New Republic or whatever they're calling it. The Resistance, right? Resistance. And then the First Order. And that's the thing. That's the thing, to be honest, when it comes to the sequel Star Wars movies, rip out the story. If you just look at the naming convention and the kind of the situational aspect of the armies, I like the idea. I like that it's called like the First Order, and I guess the idea of it is more of like to the extremes of the Sith, to where it's about like rituals and like ancient artifacts and stuff like that. Like I do like that idea because it, even the way the Sith troopers looked, I liked that. It's just the story around it just didn't give it. Like I could not buy into what they were actually showing me. Hey, it's like, this is cool, but I got to buy into it. And usually that's with story, you know how it goes. Ian, great idea. This is an excellent idea. I wasn't even thinking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but I love this idea. So you would have the TMNT themselves. Hey, 16X, good to see you. If you guys hadn't checked out Steven's show, we had 16X on. I thought, you know, 16 had explained it to me before. I think he did lightly because it's very obscure. But the reason for his name, I love it. It's super obscure, like pixel Japanese video game sort of culture during that time. It was like CEO, one of the main people from Hudson Soft, you know, that video game company did a lot of cool stuff, worked with Konami a lot. And I guess he had a record for pressing the button 16. He had a thing where he was able to do 16 times a second or something. Anyway, that's pretty cool. Anyway, back to this TMNT Foot Clan. And I bet there's more, right? I bet there's more. If you guys think there's any, because yeah, there's the where the dude Krang, right? The Dimension X people, right? I'll just put Krang, I guess, or DX. I don't know. We'll see. Let's see. Oh, good one for Star Wars Mandos. Okay, yeah, that's good. Okay, I'm going to try to throw in and keep throwing in whatever. I'm going to throw in something else here, Terminator. That's what I'm wrong. And do like, and I know they're called the Resistance, even though it's like humans, but also it's, would it be called Skynet? Is it Skynet or is there another name, Omnicorp, or is that RoboCop? Maybe I'm getting my 80s corporations mixed up. But yeah, I think that's a cool one because I love that aspect. Techcom, is that what it's called in Terminator? That is cool. I did not know. Let me look that up, actually. Yeah, Techcom. Oh, wait, Techcom is a resistance group. That is the name. Wow. I did not know that. That is some awesome lore. Like, that is... that is like cool, you know, Trivia Nights or whatever. That is a good one. What is the name of the resistance group in Terminator? That's pretty cool. Techcom, thank you. And Skynet, the AI. Techcom is the John Connor unit. Yeah, that's awesome. That's pretty cool. In the newest Terminator movie, Skynet is replaced with Legion. Oh, you know what? That's right. They did add that in. And you know what I got to say, when it comes to Terminator movies, yeah, sometimes the later ones weren't really that great, but they were actually enjoyable. And I think what helps with Terminator for me, since from the beginning, it always established timelines, that makes me think, or the theory of using time travel as a plot device, it makes me think they could really do whatever they want with future movies. Yeah, it'd be cool if it was a lot more consistent and it was more grounded, but when they do the stuff they do later on in the movies, I guess I'm just kind of fine with it because it's just like anything could happen with time travel. Cyberdyne Systems. So that's where the Skynet comes from. Cyberdyne. That's right. You know what? I would almost put RoboCop on here, but I don't think if there was like a whole army of different like good guy RoboCops, then maybe. But yeah, I don't know. If you guys have a case for RoboCop army stuff in here. All right, let me go back. Gundam, Halo, Warhammer 40,000, Star Wars, TMNT, Terminator. You know, I don't know what you guys think. We could put Star Trek, even though I know Star Trek's not about, it's not supposed to be about the battling and the war. Obviously, it's set up for that. And like, you know, if I'm not that I have any Klingon, I don't know. Not that I have any, but if I had Star Trek memorabilia, it would probably be like ship related stuff. Klingon. For some reason, I don't feel like that's how you spell Klingon, or maybe because I never wrote the word before. Oh, yeah. There's no Klingon. It's Klingon. Klingon. Oh, yeah. I knew that. Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm not that big of a Star Trek guy, even though I think it's cool. I think it's any other Star Trek. There's, you know, okay. Guys, let me see if I know. I'm not going to look at chat real quick. I'm going to see if I can. Spock is a Vulcan. Oh, and hopefully that's spelled or pronounced right. And then I know that there's the Vulcans that are that kind of. Didn't they evolve separately? Oh, okay. You guys, if you throw it in there, I'll just go with it. Oh, Ian with the Avengers. I wonder, I almost feel like I would just put Marvel and put Avengers, X-Men, and then AIM, and then whatever the other armies are. Okay, that thing about Star Trek is bugging me because it was that race that they destroyed their planet in the J.J. Abrams reboot, and that's what made... It'll come to me. Okay. So Marvel, you know what? Interesting though. I mean, I know DC has Justice League, but I don't see DC like I see Marvel with like having, you know, and not just a team, but like armies, like Avengers. If you put everyone together that was ever an Avenger, that's a pretty big team. Opposing another army, or like even the X-Men, that could be a pretty big team as opposed to another army or against another army like the Brood aliens. That would be sick, for instance. Or Sentinels. Yes, I'm going to put, although they're the, no, not the Brotherhood of, no, not Brotherhood of Mutants, something of man. The Sentinels are with that group, aren't they? I'm going to put Brotherhood of Mutants. See, so that's an interesting example for me when it comes to X-Men as opposed to Halo. So in Halo, you're going to have these troops. Most of them are going to be nameless. They're going to be fighting aliens. Most of them are nameless. Now, within the troops of Halo, you have Master Chief, you know, so you have stuff like that, or the ODST, and I forget everyone's names. But in X-Men, it's more of like you have Wolverine, you have Cyclops, you have Gambit, you have Jubilee, you have Storm, but it's a huge, long list. It's not like you have a good guy mutant army, you know what I mean? Whereas with the bad guys, the Brotherhood of Mutants is one where, yeah, that's just a bunch of mutants that are on that side. But then you have the Sentinels, which that's just that to me is the Halo Marines versus the Covenant aliens. You can have the X-Men versus a giant army of giant robot Sentinels, and that satisfies that sort of war thing, fictional war thing. So yeah, you know, Ian, the thing with Blade and vampires, that's a good idea. I would put vampires under Marvel because there's a lot that can actually account for that. But Blade is, so I don't know much about Blade in the Marvel comics, but does he ever work with any of the teams? That's what I'm curious about. Let's see. Oh, Robert, good to see you in the chat and with the Romulans. That's exactly what I was trying to, because I don't know too much about Star Trek, but it's kind of like I feel proud of what I can figure out. Oh no, I put it in the wrong spot. Hold on. All right. Okay, let's see here. Babylon 5. So I don't know much about that. Well, we'll get to that if I think maybe there's room for other stuff. I want to make sure I'm not missing some of my men's stuff. So I'm going to look over at my, I just figured it out, guys. This is an obvious one. Aliens, of course. And you've got the Colonial Marines, even Weyland Yutani. You know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to put Predator, or isn't Yautja? Isn't that how you say that? And then we have the Xenomorph. That's next. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the Alien Predator franchise. I probably brought it up here before, and it's like that has some of that ultimate military army back and forth, especially thanks to James Cameron with how he designed a lot of the military aspects in Aliens. And you can see some of that design later on in Avatar, but in Aliens, you know, they have like the more of the military style ships, like the drop ship that comes in. They have the APC that looks really cool. So it already has machines, which is a cool aspect when it comes to, you know, military and stuff. So also with the Colonial Marines, you know, they have that consistent look, even if everyone looks different. There's a very interesting sort of way that they use like the armor on them, where it's very light and loose fitting on some parts. Another thing with that is the power loader, I think, is really neat, because the power loader is not necessarily a weapon, but it was just utilized as one, but it's in lore in the world as another tool that's used just to kind of give that world some more. So that's what's a neat aspect of, yeah, that's what's a neat aspect of that power loader too, because let's say they showed the power loader earlier in Aliens, but it was like green and it had a gun on it. You're like, oh yeah, okay. But you know, the power loader, when they show that, you don't necessarily think, oh, that's going to be used to fight aliens. It's like, wow, that's really cool that in this future in space, you know, with the special effects, are able to show that off. So that's a real cool one. And that was making me think when we were talking, I was thinking of something else. Let's see. So Marvel, Ian is saying the Hand, which, yeah, is the Hand the ninjas, the red ninjas? Because I want to say I have an action figure of one of those. All right. And then Weyland Yutani from the Aliens and Predator. The thing about that is it's a corporation, so it's already part of the world building, but I also like how it goes into the sort of tropey background of a corporation, that it is evil. And I mean, even if the first Alien, I can't really recall if it really purposely showed it like that, except through the android, which was very interesting. For sure, that was James Cameron's intent with Weyland Yutani since the start of that movie in the boardroom, or not really boardroom, but she was meeting with the people about, anyway. But what's really cool is in, I think, Alien vs. Predator, and I actually forget which one, if it's the first or second, I think they did a thing at the ending where, wasn't it, where like there was a company called just Yutani? And I think it was supposed to be the idea of, before there was Weyland Yutani, it was, you know, separate companies that later combined, which is a really cool idea, because the Alien vs. Predator movies took place mainly around present day, and then you had the Alien movies, which were far in the future. Which, yeah, it's very interesting to think there's an Aliens TV series coming out soon that takes place on Earth. Then that's what they need to do. They need to have a proper Alien, like Gremlins. Think of the first Gremlins movie, but it's Aliens. Yeah, that works. Instead of Gizmo, it's a facehugger. And that really spawns everything. Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. Yautja. And I'm pretty sure I'm saying that right. That's the Predator. And even the Predator have their own factions. If it wasn't too long since I was looking up Predator lore, I could probably name some of them. In fact, I have this script I've been writing of it's framed as a Predator movie, but it has xenomorphs in it. And I remember I wanted to do a lot of research for that, because there's Predator infighting. It's Weyland Yutani and the Yautja are secretly pretty much working together to, you know, kind of the idea of, you know, these governments currently on Earth could be working together, even though they're allowing war to happen. That's kind of the same thing, kind of the more powers that be on the Predator homeworld, which, something Prime. Oh, I know there's I used to know that. And you know, some of the powers that be at Earth of the humans are kind of working together pretty much. And a predator or Yautja, he pretty much chooses to shame himself for his clan that had to do with a kid that he had. Anyway, pretty cool story. I should probably share it sometime, because I kind of like wrote out this whole scene where there's like these two drop ships and the Predator is going back and forth, like just taking out people inside. And it's pretty badass while trying to save his kid, his baby. Isn't that crazy if they did that, a Predator movie with a Predator baby? I mean, you don't need to do that, but you should, just to do it, right? Because if the movie's still rated R, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about. All right. Let's see. Oh, Hydra. Good job, guys. All right. So in Marvel, I'm going to put that there. Yeah, you know what is a good game for this to get your fix of this? And it's probably the most I've played a Marvel game ever, is Ultimate Alliance 3. Yeah, the third of the Switch exclusive, because it's a lot of levels of fighting armies of Marvel bad guys. It's really fun with all the DLC and everything. And again, I'm not a big Marvel guy. I just like certain aspects of it, but that game was cool. Okay. So real quick, I want to do a check and make sure there's not any... well, I'm pretty sure there are things that are missing. In fact, it just came to me as we were talking. Command & Conquer. We're going to put GDI. Nod. The Forgotten. Wow, I haven't... I can't believe I didn't forget The Forgotten. That's from Tiberian Sun. We had the Skrin. Right, yeah, the Skrin. And then... I guess we could do Red Alert, but that's like allies and all that. Oh, but Red Alert 3 did a more specific thing, because it had like the Empire of Japan and they had like a mobile suit. If I remember that stuff from Red Alert 3, I'll add that in. But CNC, Command & Conquer and Red Alert is the best example of this type of thing, because especially because personally, as a guy that loves video games, I can actually control each and individual army and unit. And that's, yeah, same with Warhammer 40K and Dawn of War. Like, these games having their RTSs. Okay, so let's take a minute then. What games here have RTSs? Gundam, kind of. It has turn-based, and it does have some, but not any true real-time. No, real-time, you know, they're almost there. Halo does. The Halo Wars games are actually really good. In fact, I remember when they announced Halo Wars coming on Xbox, I was like, okay, it's going to be crap, but it was actually good. I really enjoyed it. Warhammer 40K Dawn of War. Star Wars has plenty. I think they're making a new one. Not that they've always been the best, but they've been fun. So TMNT, not like you can really do an RTS, but... most TMNT games are great anyway. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The Splintered Fate, the new one that's on Switch and Apple Arcade, that one's really good because it's isometric. So you're like looking down, you pick who you want to be, and it's four-player co-op, maybe three-player co-op, I forget. But you are, yeah, you're going through and you're fighting, depending on the level, like the armies of the TMNT. In fact, that's reminding me, unless that is Foot Clan. I was thinking the Ninja Girl, but I think that's Foot Clan too. Okay, Terminator has an RTS. Actually, either it came out or it's about to come out. I haven't checked. I think Star Trek has an RTS. I don't know. Marvel, DC, I don't know if they do and if they even need. See, that's when you know a game or an IP leans more into the type of thing that like I'm into. Could you make an RTS out of it where there's a clear way to decide, like, what is a troop, what is a tank, you know, what is a heavy, what is a healer, you know, where you can have those different things easily. It's just, yeah, with something like Avengers, it's hard to have an RTS because there wouldn't be, like, base building or troop building. You would just have your heroes. Aliens vs. Predator, there's actually a number of them. There was that one Extinction that was on console. I didn't really play it too much, so it's hard for me to have an opinion on it. And then there was... Okay, there's a new one. I haven't actually played it. It's Aliens, Dark Descent. There you go. It's not real time, but it's kind of real time. It's like as you're moving, everything else is moving, but it freezes so you can make your decision. That's a good one. So, and then, yeah, CNC and Red Alert. Let's see. Oh, Ian Hansen with Mortal Kombat. And Robert, I'll get back to yours. Because Mortal Kombat seems very interesting. I don't know if you guys can name any of the factions, but I know there are, right? There's the people. And I don't know how it goes, but I think it could be the mortals from the mortal realm. And then I don't know. We'll see. Outworlders. Dang, I knew there was something. Good job. Let's see. Because that's the cool thing about Mortal Kombat when we're talking about video games here. There's not necessarily Mortal Kombat RTS, but in the Mortal Kombat games, some of the stories really show a lot of detail. And sometimes it will show the Outworlders or others within the Mortal Kombat that are, depending on what their side, going against like a whole bunch of whatever the bad guys are, like Shao Kahn's minions or Shang Tsung's minions. So, and that's what's cool too. Because there is that kind of vying of power between different factions on the bad guy side, that kind of helps back the idea of having like an army for a side. So, oh, you know, and a really obvious one. Thanks, Robert, StarCraft. I mean, I was even talking about it in here and how it's just like Warhammer and all that. So you got Zerg, Terran, Protoss. Yeah, that's a good one. Loved. And it's an RTS. That game, I remember when it came out. I think I was working at the time, but I was living with my parents, and my dad was like, hey, do you want to split and buy this StarCraft game on PC? And I don't know if I had heard of it, but I was like, yeah, let's get it. And he barely played it. Maybe he played it a little bit. I do remember there's nights where I went to bed, you know, before. I don't think I was working when it came out. So I must have just had some other allowance or something, or money from a birthday. I don't know, because I'm thinking I remember going to bed early because of school and then hearing my dad in the other room. Because, yeah, during that time, it was when a grandmother was living with us. And so we had to turn the front office into my bedroom. And then so my dad moved his computer into the living room, which was near the office. So I'd go to bed at night hearing the sweet tunes of the Terrans, and I love the StarCraft soundtrack. And it wasn't too long ago that I was actually playing the remaster because it's on Blizzard or the Blizzard store. And it was fun to play. I was kind of getting bored, but that music, the game, the sound effects, that takes me back. Oh, okay, so Outworlders, Lin Kuei. I have no idea what that is, but let me put that here. I'm going to have to look that up later. Thank you, Ian. And then, yeah, Resident Evil. That's interesting, because, yeah, you could have Umbrella, Stars. And what I like about that is you could have Stars, right? They're the law enforcement unit, right? Like, you can have a whole group of them. And you could have a group of zombies. Like, that is a good example of doing like the army thing. Not a lot of like weapons, and maybe actually yeah, there would be, because of the crazy, like the nemesis and all that. Let's see, I'm gonna go back just in case I missed anything. Well, actually Robert has a lot of good interesting suggestions there. Now let's see, how much time do we still have? Some more time. Let me, I just want to scan my environment real quick, just to see in my room, everywhere, anywhere, is there anything else that signifies another IP that would have a military, an army? No, because all I'm seeing is Gundam, Street Fighter, which, yeah, kind of Street Fighter, but not really, just more in story, because you don't really... I don't know. Mortal Kombat's there, right? Yeah, if Mortal Kombat, you know what I'm going to do? Actually, I'm going to try something real quick. I'm just going to put fighting games, because just now I was thinking about other fighting games that do similar things where there's like these factions that maybe a fighter might belong to, or where like a bad guy has like a group of enemies. Yeah, and I'm thinking like Fatal Fury, I'm thinking Guilty Gear. That would be good to explore a little more. Okay. I have some Spawn action figures there. I got a Predator, got Batman. Yeah, it's like Batman. I wouldn't consider the Batman thing that. Because to me, Batman is just, it's Batman being a badass. That was pretty good. Let's see. No, I think that's about it. Unless anyone yet can throw in anything. Batman Incorporated, is that a thing? Did they like have a... Yeah, and then I even heard like... So I don't know much about comic lore stories, but I know like the new James Gunn Batman or Superman, I'm sorry, is supposed to have something to do with corporations building super teams or something like that. Okay, so yeah, Ian is saying there's Batman Incorporated. The Batman brand expands all over the world. That's pretty interesting, and it seems like it would make sense, like Ghostbusters. So you would have ghosts versus humans, but nah, we don't, you know. But you could do that. Like, in my mind, I was like, is there a Ghostbusters RTS? Is that possible? Yeah, what if you had, like, different types of proton packs? You had, the light gunners, you had the heavies, you had the guys that threw the traps, you could build Ecto-1s, and then you can outfit them with proton things on the cars. I don't know how this would work, but for some reason, a Ghostbusters RTS could happen. I feel like it could happen. You know, one idea I'm going to try real quick. I'm just going to pull up my Steam library to see if there are any games that I've been playing recently that may have. You know what? I'm going to throw this in here, even though I don't know what they're called, but it's just I'm having so much fun with Metal Slug right now. That was on my mind, but they do have names for their teams in Metal Slug. And I actually, you know, here's actually a Metal Slug tank right here and Marco. So it's like they have these things, and I bought the mech. I think I showed it on here one time, and I'm just trying to chill. It's like, Adam, calm down. You don't need armies of everything. So yeah, looking real quick at my Steam library to just see if there's any game, Starship Troopers, and I even think we brought that up, which that one's pretty interesting, right? Because it's the, aren't they the Federation also? Yeah, a lot of them do the Federation. And then the Bugs, but don't they have a name? Starship Troopers Bugs. What are they called? Arachnids. Okay. I for some reason thought there was another name, but yeah, we can do Arachnids. Yeah, that sounds familiar though. I mean, I should know that. I was just covering Starship Troopers in my Blue Gamer video that went up this morning. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, Johnny Tugum, is there a Deadpool Corp? That's interesting. Helldivers. Okay. Yeah, that's actually a good example because not only is there the it's a video game, but there's the clear factions, and I forgot all the names of the factions. There's the aliens, cyborgs, humans. That's a good one. I would love for them to release action figures. I want to say maybe Figma is doing a Helldivers action figure. So Johnny Tacoma, I don't know what. Hey Jonatron, yeah, Johnny Tacoma, I don't know what Grove Street versus Balazs is. I don't even know if that's a real thing, or you just tricked me and I said something. Okay. You know what? That's actually a good idea. I'm going to put video game. I'll just do open world real quick. And I like GTA. And then because the other thing I'm thinking too is like Saints Row. Actually, a lot of games, just from the nature of them being open world and having areas that are sectioned off. Okay, another thing that's coming to mind is like Division. And that's the thing, like if these open world games like GTA, and I know GTA has, yeah, the online multiplayer, and I don't know how big they can get, but you could actually, I don't know if it's based on factions, though. It might just be people that are playing online. I don't know. Okay, something else came to mind, and then it went away, but that's okay. We talked about a lot already. Yeah, so basically, the reason we got to this, I wanted to touch on this topic, and I think this is just the start of something. I don't know. I realize when it comes to my enjoyment of some things, there are extra elements you can add to the world of an IP that I'm into that really help me have a longer lasting enjoyment. Like, for instance, Batman's a good example where I had this run with Batman this past July where I saw the Flash movie. It was like Michael Keaton, Batman, so awesome. Brought back all the memories. I was buying the Batman action figures. And I was like, that's kind of it. That's why for me, it's easy to be in like X-Men recently, kind of just like since the show. And I'm like, okay, moving on. But Gundam can linger. Because in my mind, Gundam is always ongoing because I, in my mind, can't imagine a story happening anytime in 79 that's ever been told. Anytime in 82, 83 of UC Gundam, I feel like that's a persistent living world all the time. Whereas when I like think of Michael Keaton Batman, I'm sad because I'm like, oh, and then the story stopped at the Flash, you know, even though I could really think whatever I want. But I just like that when I'm investing my time and money into an IP like Gundam, it's one where there's just so much I could always imagine, have fun with, be creative about, think about. When I'm buying memorabilia, buying the action figures, there's so many different like areas where it's like, okay, I can build a squad or I can build an army, or I just like the way Axis or the sleeves is a good example. It's like, oh, I love the sleeves as an army. That's awesome. And they're more, you know, related to the Zeon side of things. And there's just so much more like Titans. Yeah, the whole idea of Titans and Advance of Zeta, you see how deep that lore gets, and it's so fun with that base thing we like. That's the mechs, that's the action, that's the fighting, you know. And Halo does the same thing as the Halo games have gone. You know, I'm really disappointed with the latest Halo Infinite. I had fun with the single player, but it really felt like they didn't do Halo justice in terms of making it like this badass thing. Now, the TV show, first season had some cool things, but horrible. Second season, same. But it's amazing in the Halo TV show, whenever they had action scenes where Master Chief had his helmet on, like it looked like you would expect from the game, you know. Same thing with Warhammer, Star Wars. So when you get to something like TMNT, there's like less, I think, of that lore stuff that I was talking about. Terminator has the time element, so that kind of helps. I mean, that's kind of the nature of its storytelling. Yeah, even like with Marvel and DC, it's interesting because with these stories, a lot of times when these movies are coming out, it's like, oh, what's the story based on in the Marvel comic that happened? It's like, there's this thing. Oh, well, this is what happened. And so that's, I guess with X-Men, that's kind of like my thing where it's so hard for me to expand my creative interest in something beyond like the X-Men is just about a group of people, you know, in that world. Yeah, but still, it has those elements that I like. So, yeah, I think this is a pretty good list. John DeComo bringing up Wing is a good idea because I think what I want to do in a future video with Steven is actually break down, and with the chat too, because we'll need help, is actually break down the different Gundam universes, those factions too, because I really want to break that down. Because then after I break that down, another thing I want to do later is take the factions and break down what each of their weapons are that they use. Gundam Forever. Definitely. All right, guys. So I think, that's going to be it for today. That was today's show. That was pretty fun. You know, sorry. I had jury duty, so Steven wasn't able to make it. So I'm just doing this tonight. But this is a topic that I've been wanting to talk about for a while. So I hope it translates well to the podcast form if you're listening to this. Yeah, and if you're listening to this and you don't watch the show, you know, feel free to come by the Discord if you want to contribute to this Excel sheet that we're working on. I just want to like fill in the different factions for everything. And then also Ian, our mod, I think he mentioned that he posted a link to the storage containers I was talking about. So might be in Discord. So go check that out. But yeah, that is it. All remember to enter for that video, for that giveaway. I'll probably maybe announce that. If not next show, the show after next show, maybe I'll try to play Gunpla Breaker 4 on stream. I think that will be fun. Maybe we'll have Steven back too. So guys, until next time, be cool.